Milando Pratt was a Mormon farmer near Ogden who had lost his crops to grasshoppers. Great clouds of grasshoppers flew over these intermountain valleys and would darken the sun like a misty fog, and when night overtook them, they would alight upon the ground and devour the crops whenever within their reach, and thus became a subcontractor for Benson Farr and West. He helped to make the grade to the west of Monument Point, but he still wasn't free of grasshoppers. Those pestilential things were no respecters of places when night overtook them, he remembered, for they would settle down upon the waters of the Great Salt Lake, which pickled them in its briny waters by the hundreds of thousands of tons, then cast their carcasses ashore until a great wall of these inanimate pests was formed for miles along the lake's shore. They put forth a great stench when the sun hit them the next morning, and cast the aroma of this slowly melting putrid wall upon the windward breezes to be wafted earthward toward our suffering camp. Until the grasshoppers came to die, Pratt and his fellows had been taking their bath in the lake each night, in its refreshing, soothing waters. They quit doing that when the pests came and began using kerchiefs dipped in camphor solution, which was kept on hand in the camp to battle gnats and mosquitoes. But they soon found they missed the bath so much, they decided to bring into action our railroad implements of warfare and force a gateway through the dormant remains of our insufferable common enemy. Using horses and scrapers, they forced a way to the lake through the barrier of putrid grasshoppers so that they could again enjoy the freedom that this great inland salt sea afforded. There being no grass around the lake, and with hay selling for $75 per ton, Pratt had to send the horses into the hills with night herders to graze. Such was the life of a Mormon grader. For engineer James Maxwell, the grasshoppers posed a special problem. First, he lost a black Newfoundland dog who could not be seen through the swarm of grasshoppers from 50 yards away. Next, his train was stopped by grasshoppers. "This seems like a big story," he admitted, "but it is true and easily explained. The grasshoppers were so numerous, they covered the rails, so when he was headed up a grade, his driving wheels slipped on them. And if that seemed unbelievable, consider this. The chickens seemed to think that they had a bonanza, but very soon they didn't care for any more grasshoppers and crawled into the tents or wagons, anywhere at all, to get shelter. A cow nearby, who was pestered by the grasshoppers, would run away whenever an opportunity was offered."